Yesterday he told me that he'd been waiting 17 years for this Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav. And I said that actually I worked on it for, I think it was 24 years. But you said that for you it was 17 years, because I mentioned it when we first met you. So that means 70 years, that means 1984.
1984 I met you.
That was here in Dublin.
In Dublin.
Yeah.
In
you
Manuja Prabhu's house on Chandrakalata. Remember those devotees? They had an Amahata.
Yeah, we had a little program. Mm-hmm. Where's Ramanuja?
He's not really practicing much at the moment. You do see him at the festival. And his wife, the same.
So we had a program in the house of Ramanuja, and we had some preaching center in Dublin at that time, or not? Maybe not.
There was. It was just Brahmacharis living there.
Just Brahmacharis. Okay. So you were there. You were there, and Murli Priya was there also. Whatever, I can't remember what her name was before. I can't remember what your name was before either. So, but. I spoke with you a little bit, and you said you were interested and you were coming, and so I said, well, why don't you just join? And you did, both of you. So that was 17 years ago. And then you joined where?
Then, because there was no Matishis living at the ashram in Dame Street, then I moved to Belfast to do the Bhaktian course there, and I spent 3 months there.
Yeah.
And then... the centre was closing or something in Dublin, and I moved to the island and spent 2 years there.
You were two years on the island, yeah.
Then he sent me to Sahaj.
And when were you initiated?
I was aspiring 3 years, so I was initiated on the 13th of March, Gorpanim.
Gorpanim, yeah, in Mayapur. In Mayapur, okay. Yeah. And you were still based in the... Govindadvip at that time.
Govindadvip.
Yeah. Yeah, I gave her the name Kalyani. It's a well-known girl's name in India, and we find that name comes up in the Shastra also, in relation to the queens of Krishna, for instance. It means an auspicious woman. So I thought to give you that name because I saw you were concerned with others, with the welfare of others, and that you did also in Soho Street. You were there for, what, 3 years, something
two
like?
Years.
2 years. Mostly distributing books, wasn't it? That was mostly your service, going out and distributing books. I try to get my disciples out distributing Prabhupada's books. You approve of that? It's good service? What do you think? That's your whole life, right? Then after that you went back to Govindadvip, or you went off to America?
I went to America with grandson.
From Soho you went off to?
No, actually from Ireland I went to America, then to Soho Street.
From Ireland to America?
Yeah, there was a time when I was just sharing a house with Bhakti Nanette and Murli Priya. We were preaching there, and you came and stayed. Sri Prabhupada came and stayed for some time. And he was preaching Robin from Galway. Because he found that he couldn't really preach from the island. It was very difficult at that time. Sometimes there were boats available to go.
So you were with Trivik Ramaswamy here in Ireland?
Well, he was coming to and fro, but I was with Murli Priya, we were sharing.
I see. But he at one time he got a place in Cork also?
Cork, that's right, yeah, we were living there.
So you were assisting Trivik Ramaswamy for quite some time. Okay. Both in Ireland and then in America. Mm-hmm. And then you came back to Ireland?
Then I went to India from London. I went to India. And then I met my husband in India, and then we moved back to Ireland together. We went to Poland for 3 months to hear the Polish festival.
Mm-hmm.
He invited me to go to Poland.
I see. So you moved around quite a bit, but now you're fixed in one place. And one feature of your life, which is not unusual, it actually is quite common in the material world, especially in Kali Yuga, but more so than others, it seems, you've been through many difficulties, and it seems that you'll continue to go through difficulties, especially with your son being the way he is, although that might be mitigated somewhat now. But always been very fixed from the very beginning in Krishna consciousness, always very much wanting to serve Krishna on Prabhupada's mission. So, very natural and simple and strong attachment to Krishna, which will carry you through all the way to Krishna. While others are discussing about this and that and what should be done and what should not be done and is this right and is this not right, you'll just go on serving despite all difficulties and go to Krishna. So, what more is to be said? That's the perfection of life. To keep Krishna in the center of one's life always, in all situations. And you've been through many situations, mostly difficult. Of course, living in the temple is a great boon for everyone, but it can be very difficult. Going out on book distribution in London can be very difficult, as I know, as I used to do it. It's not easy going out there. I don't know Dublin now. Dublin, when I was distributing books here in Dublin now, is a different city. It used to be an Irish city. But now, at least this central part, it doesn't look like Ireland at all. So, it's much tougher in London than in Dublin. It's a tough place. People are pretty cold and hard more than... That was very noticeable when I just came through the airport yesterday, coming from India to London. I come from Delhi, which is... if anywhere in India people are more cold, it's maybe in Delhi. But actually that's also changed in the last few years. At least the attitude toward our devotees is very much, very much welcoming in Delhi, which it didn't used to be. So when you come through London and it's like looking happy is forbidden. Everyone looks just, to use classic ISKCON terminology, fried. And they had these screens in the airport of the proceedings from the House of Commons, and all these MPs sitting in the House of Commons looking like completely fried, completely like this. Like they really wish they weren't there, but that's what they look like all the time. That means they wish they weren't alive, practically. It's just a whole, it looks like a whole nation of people out of touch with their inner baby, to use the New Age language. I never used that one before. I'm not going to make it part of my regular vocabulary. So yeah, anyway, London is tough, and preaching in London is tough, and Govinda Dweep also went through difficulties. That's Radha Govinda's mercy. Everyone has to, and Govinda Dweep means it's like an eternal struggle. Does it have to be like that? No, it doesn't have to be eternal, but it has been for many years like that, just to keep the place running on is always a struggle. Apart from the few devotees there, there are many other kinds of living entities there, right? So you had quite some interaction with them. It's a historical place. There was some battle there, it seems, from and
some monks also.
A lot of monks used to live there before. So, looks like those people who got killed in the battle, they never really accepted that they're dead, and they're still going on. They're still going on. Now they're getting Radha Govinda's mercy. I also had some experience when I was there, actually, once. How I just went out of the room, and then everything was all over the place. So that's quite common there.
I heard one match between Mother Abaya. It was funny actually. She left the room and when she came back, she had laundry hung up in the room, and when she came back, it was all neatly put away.
Oh.
It was all folded and everything. It was the opposite.
Some good ghosts. Yeah, they're getting purified by association of devotees. So, anyway, Krishna has tested you and will test you and will test all of us, but that attitude, just to go on serving Krishna whatever happens, without even really thinking about whether I should or not, but just anyway, we have to serve Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have this radical tendency of always telling people to just surrender to Krishna. So, some people listen. It's worth saying it. Just, you know, 999 out of 1,000 won't, but it's worth saying it for the one who will, right? And those who don't, they will at least they'll get the idea that they could surrender to Krishna, should surrender to Krishna, and they can take it up at some point in time. So you took it up immediately and have been doing so ever since. So Hare Krishna. Today is not a very philosophical discourse. We're not discussing the differences between Vishishtadvaita and Shuddhadvaita. We're just talking about pure devotional service. So, Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Differences between Ireland and England. It's cultural. It makes a difference. Culture makes so much difference. People are more simple here, which is often looked down upon by those who are more complex. By simple, I don't mean stupid. I mean less complicated in them, which is conducive for taking to Krishna consciousness. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, Sharalata is the qualification of a Vaishnava. It means simplicity. It means not being very complex. No, complexity means that we can't have simple surrender. Surrender is a simple act. As long as there's complexity, then you're always thinking about every single thing. But simplicity means, like the gopis, they didn't have a philosophical discussion. They simply, when Krishna played his flute, they simply ran to him. That's all. Should we or shouldn't we? They didn't consider. Actually, they knew they shouldn't, officially, but anyway, they ran to Krishna. So that mentality is conducive for Krishna consciousness. That to have simple faith. Of course, that can be misused also, or exploited that's also possible. And in Ireland now there seems to be a very strong backlash against centuries of domination by the Catholic Church over the life of the people, which hasn't all been bad. I mean, that generally we see where in Catholic countries people take to Krishna consciousness more easily than in Protestant countries, because Protestantism is Ritvikism, actually. It's me, the book, and God, and we don't need any authority and no one else in between, and tends to intellectualize the issues. Whereas in Catholicism, there is an authority structure, and people believe in saints who they can look up to, whereas in Protestantism, there's no saints. There's just me and God, and make money. It's very tends to be very materialistic, whereas Catholicism is more devotional. Of course, this is a very broad generalizations. But factually, we can see that also in Catholicism, you're allowed to have pictures and statues which are frowned upon in Protestantism, which tends to be devoid of any color or joy, especially Puritanism. So the Catholic culture is actually much more conducive for taking to Krishna consciousness. And we see that. So the culturally, Irish people are more open to Krishna consciousness than English people. Or Catholic people in general more than Protestants. So culture is very important. You're Polish also, more open like that. Of course, that culture is very much changing now in Ireland, or changed. I wouldn't say it's changing, it's changed to a large extent. Out beyond Dublin and the rest of Ireland is like two different worlds, isn't it? In Dublin, the people are much more materialistic and in the enjoying mood, and they don't have time for you, puffed up like that. Whereas outside people are more inclined to Catholicism still. The young people, is it? Oh, is it? Yeah. You used to be on the road forever.
It's not exactly Dublin. Dublin city is like that. Mm. But out in the suburbs it's different. Because
still in the suburbs, yeah.
Yeah, they're a little more friendly. Because in the city you've got so many different nationalities, cultures, everything. It's a little like a little London.
It is, isn't it?
So it's less friendly. But when you go outside,
even in the suburbs, people are still more Irish.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's great scope. The Irish, they always used to send missionaries all over the world, right? So, make devotees and send them all over the world. Ireland has sent. Prabhu Vishnu Swami is a missionary who went all over the world, right? He's really been all over the world. Tribhuvanath Prabhu, the famous Irish saint. Akandadi, also from Ireland. Never heard of him. He was the president at the manor for 20 years, more maybe. He joined just few weeks after me, and then within a short time he came to become president of Bhaktivedanta Manor. He's from Belfast, I think, or somewhere in the north, Portadown or somewhere like that. So these are the great. I also have an Irish passport. I was born and bred, if you can call it that, in England. Yeah, but within our society, I mean, that's natural, and the big shots and big gurus and sannyasis, but really the movement is made up of the foot soldiers. There's no, what is that? The generals, they get the credit for winning the battles, but it's the foot soldiers who do the work, right? The strategy and the inspiration and the leadership comes from the generals, but the groundwork is done by the foot soldiers. So they also get medals sometimes. But the day-to-day work, running on the temples, going out on book distribution, cooking the offerings, keeping the accounts, doing the laundry, all these kind of things, looking after, apart from the devotees in the temple, there are so many here and there, looking after their families in Krishna consciousness. So it's not just the big shots, but there's so many great devotees who I've seen in the course of all these years traveling in Bangladesh, which is among the Hindus, it's a Vaishnava, largely a Vaishnava culture, and I've described in that book Glimpses of Traditional Indian Life some of the people who I met. One old man in his village it reminded me of Prabhupada's description of his father. He'd do puja at home, and then he'd go to his shop in the village. He had a brass shop for brass utensils, cooking utensils. He'd go, and he'd come back, and he'd do puja until night. One time, he was very old at that time, he could hardly see. So one time I was in that village, somehow or other everyone had gone out to some function, there was just me and him at home. So he asked me to read to him Chaitanya Charitamrita that kerosene lamp with a single, very simple lamp, just with a single flame. So he asked me, there was no electricity in the villages at that time. So he asked me to read. So I asked him, where from? He said, anywhere. That's what Prabhupada said also about Chaitanya Charitamrita. Everywhere, you can read it anywhere, it's all sweet. Because from Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada had said that you have to read from the beginning and go through. But for Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said, just read anywhere, it's all sweet. So I just opened up the page and started reading. And he just chanted along with me. So I guess he knew the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. He'd been through it so many times. The book was all worn out. So like that. I can't even remember his name so many years ago. He's almost certainly he must have gone back to Godhead by now. But like that, you'll find because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, there's so many great devotees in Bengal, and I've traveling in India, not only in Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya, in other Sampradayas also, so many devotees, what you might call ordinary people, but by the grace of the Vaishnava acharyas and the preachers and everyone else, their parents who bring them up in devotion, there are so many devotees who, like I say, no one's going to write their biography. And there might not be very much to say, even if you wanted to, because they don't lead very eventful lives in terms of great achievements or any such thing, but their great event in their life every single day is that they're chanting Hare Krishna and they're fully dedicated to Krishna. So there may be so many devotees like that. Now, by the grace of Prabhupada and everyone else in Prabhupada's movement who's helping to nurture and sustain everyone else, there may be so many great devotees who you don't know about, you don't hear about, but they're there. They're carrying on with their Krishna consciousness. So it looks like we have a whole room full of them here right now. The real, the unsung heroes of the Krishna consciousness movement. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.